In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have two images of the kingdom of heaven, of the kingdom of God. Two images. They are in the readings today, if you read closely. Now, when the Lord speaks of the kingdom of heaven, He has many parables about this. He's speaking of how we should be, how we should live, how we should think, what we should become. The kingdom of heaven is not some static thing that we go into. It's not a room, it's not a place. It is a way of being. But unfortunately, many people think of the kingdom of heaven, or shall we say salvation, as something else. They think of it instead as something that can be gained by rules, regulations, by resting in something other than God, even Orthodox Christians. And we see these two ways here in the Gospel today. A woman is healed after 18 years of not being able to straighten up. Now, to be bent over is in the Scriptures is always a metaphor for sin. Not necessarily that this woman was a sinner, but the Lord healed her of her sins and heals us of our sins. So it's a manifest demonstration of His purpose when He raised her so that she could raise her back. He comes to heal from sin. And what should have happened? Everyone in the synagogue should have rejoiced, should have glorified God, should have begged Him to teach them like the Samaritans did when they found out about Him in their city. They begged Him to stay and teach them. But instead, what happened? The ruler of the synagogue was angry because a supposed rule was broken. To heal on the Sabbath day is to break a rule? There is a rule that the Jews followed that was not to work on the Sabbath day. And you see what happens when people start to follow rules instead of following God. They make up all kinds of strange interpretations of these rules. To not work on the Sabbath day means to not feed your cattle, to not nurse your child, to not give food to your family, to not heal. Of course, this is ridiculous. But these people really believed it. Because it is easy to believe in rules. You believe in rules, and there's a rather odd thing about believing in rules, such as all these rules that the Jews believed in. Somehow you think you end up following them. But you don't. See, we very easily can rationalize our lives. And we think, just like the man who went to Jesus and said, I've done all these commandments, what more do I lack? You've done all these commandments? He showed him already he had not done any of the commandments. Because he was not ready to give his whole heart to God. Now, we think we do well by following rules. And let's be honest with ourselves, us too, right? Do we think the day is successful if we somehow fasted on the proper day? No, that was just the beginning. That was just something to enable us to be Christian. Our fast is an abomination if in the midst of our fasting we are angry to our brother. But we don't see the anger so much. We see that, oh yes, we're doing this and we're doing that. There's whole religions that are based upon following rules only. As if this can get us close to God. Instead, the kingdom of heaven is life. Is being. Becoming like Christ. And this epistle today speaks of these things. The Apostle Paul tells us of taking on the armor of God. To stand against the wiles of the devil. Then he mentions various kinds of diabolical angels. Actually, angels that are good or bad. There are angels that are principalities, powers, authorities. Some follow God and some do not. And what does he tell us to do? He uses these images. Gird your loins about with truth. The image, the kingdom of heaven is about truth. Now, a famous man said, what is truth? And we should ask this question, what is truth? Well, we can answer truth is Jesus Christ. But it's not enough just to say that. To say truth is Jesus Christ is to live as Christ. So to gird our loins about with truth is to live according to the way our Lord lived. To be honest with ourselves, with others, with God. To not live according to any pretense. And he says to take on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, what was the breastplate for? It was to defend against blows of the sword, right? This breastplate of righteousness is the way we live. If we are to be protected from the wiles of Satan, our only protection is how we live. Now, the Lord helps us as we live. But if we do not make an attempt to live in the way of truth and righteousness, then we have no protection whatsoever. These are not rules to follow. This is the way to live. I've may have given you examples before. Is it a rule? Is it a law that we must eat every day? Or that we must breathe? No, these are just because of our nature. Our nature requires this. Is it some sort of law that we must love our brother? That we must be compassionate? That we must not judge? That we must be temperate in things? Be humble? On one level, you can say it's a law. But really, if you look deeper as a Christian, it is a necessity for our nature to be alive. The kingdom of heaven is being, and we live according to how our body should live and our soul. Not about rules, because you see what happens when people follow rules. They get crazy about them and say stupid things like you shouldn't heal on the Sabbath day. Or, to bring it to a more modern example, they look at a loaf of bread and they won't eat it if it has whey in it. And yet, they hold something against their brother. Or they're lazy in their prayers. Which is more important? To avoid having whey in bread? Or to love your brother. To be compassionate with others. To humble yourself. To follow the way of the gospel. So see, if we are looking at bread labels, or if we are measuring ourselves in some other way that is about rules, and about something that we can sort of statistically analyze, then we are being like the synagogue leader who said, you're not supposed to heal on the Sabbath day. All he was doing was taking a rule that the Jews followed, that God had given, to an incredibly illogical and crazy extreme. Because if you rest on rules, you will not be saved. Everyone's fallen short of the glory of God. There's nothing we can do to be saved. There's nothing we can say, Lord, I've done this and this and this, and therefore you owe me. No. The kingdom of God is becoming like Christ. The kingdom of God is to recognize that when someone is sick, our heart goes out in compassion. You see how this synagogue leader had no compassion whatsoever. He had forgotten the whole of the law and the prophets. He who was expounding about the law and the prophets knew nothing about it. Because what did the Lord say? To love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second commandment? To love your neighbor as yourself. On this, all of the law and the prophets falls or hangs. And he didn't understand this. Be careful about rules. There's many things that we should do to discipline ourselves. It's important to be in subjection. But not subjection because we think that in some way magically makes us be able to be saved. No. Subjection to the Lord because He is good and He is holy. And in subjection to Him, therefore, we're also in subjection to those He has asked to teach us. And we live with truth and with righteousness and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace to be a peacemaker with all, to be always full of love, full of compassion for others, to be thinking of others first and not of ourselves. If you're just following rules, you're just looking down the list and checking 1, 2, 3 and not thinking about other people. The kingdom of heaven is not rules and laws. The kingdom of heaven is life. And just as we need food to eat, and we don't consider it some sort of law that requires us to eat, we just know it's the necessity of our body, so we need righteousness to live. We need truth to live, and peace, and faith, and all the other things the apostle talked about, and everything else that the Lord speaks of. We need these things. They are a necessity for our life. The kingdom of heaven is becoming, not just following some sort of rule. Examine your life. See whether or not you're legalistic too. I think any one of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we will see that many times we rationalize our conduct based upon some sort of bargain we're making. Well, you know, I did say my prayers this morning, so, you know, I guess I can skip them tonight. Well, you know, I'm doing this or that, so it sort of gives me an excuse to do something else. If you don't think you think this consciously, then look deeper, and you'll see that we are very capable of rationalizing our actions. The Lord doesn't want us to follow some sort of rule. The Lord wants us to follow Him. In following Him, we follow His example. What would the Lord do on the Sabbath day? He healed the woman. Let us understand that the kingdom of heaven is life, is within us. It is about becoming like Christ. It's not about resting on any kind of rules. Now we're in the midst of the fast. Why are you fasting? You should be fasting in order to become better, in order to follow the Lord a little bit better than you did before. It's an absolute necessity to fast. But fast for the right reasons. So in the midst of the fast, are you attempting to be more compassionate, to be less self-centered, to think more of others than yourself? A person who fasts and does not work on their self-amendment and change, that fast is an abomination to God. Just like the Lord spoke about the sacrifices of the Jews when they were not obedient to Him. They were an abomination to Him. The Lord does not want us to follow some sort of rules. He wants us to follow Spirit and life. May God help us to obtain the kingdom of heaven by living as the Lord taught us to be. Amen.